Hello, hello, and welcome to another mailbag. I'm Drew Doherty, and this is DP Sidhu, and hey, we don't want to scare the folks, but this mustache, it's for Movember. So guys, it's all about men's health awareness. That's why I'm growing this. Go out and go to the doctor, get checked up, right?
Yes, great message to have, and Drew taking one for the team with the ugly staff.
Yes, creepy, 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 I know. Christopher Harper leads us off, has this. How do we have the number one defense and the number eight offense and still lose games if there are 32 teams and we have nothing but all-stars on our team? Tricky question. It is tricky, Christopher. Thank you for sending that in. It's actually the number ninth ranked offense, and we all know that's not the best defense in the NFL. The Texans themselves will say it. That statistic is simply yards allowed. They're not the best scoring defense, meaning they haven't, you know, limited teams the least amount of points. But, you know, they're struggling. And why do those numbers not back up a better team? Turnovers. The Texans have turned the ball over way too many times.
Well, even with that being said, they've won the turnover battle in two games, and they're 0-2 in those games. So it's a question that's plaguing everyone. If there was an easy answer, somebody would have answered it by now. But definitely not something that anyone expected? Luis Vasquez would like to know, although Andre still makes outstanding plays, do you see the Texans drafting someone like Mike Evans? Or, assuming we stick with Keenum, they draft a right guard, right tackle lineman to protect Keenum once they stop playing the quarterback situation game. Well, Luis, it is very early to be talking draft, but the Texans did draft a wide receiver first overall last year, and it's not something they like to do too often, because the last time they did that, it was with Andre Johnson. So I'd be pretty surprised if they took a wide receiver first round 2 years in a row. Certainly there are a lot of other needs on this team.
Yeah, like you said, draft's a long way away, and really this season is far from finished. So you want to see how the Texans do, how Case Keenum performs, if he keeps starting at quarterback, and then, you know, you'll...
Injuries.
Yeah, injuries. You'll see what you need, who's leaving, who's... You can really make a case for just about every position but wide receiver with a first-round pick. I mean, you could argue and have a good argument, but let's talk about that, you know, a little bit later. Sound good, DP?
Yeah, maybe like February or March.
Yeah.
Speaking of injuries, Kimberly Bell wants to know, is Cushing's career over? If not, will he ever be back at 100%? Hopefully this is an easier question. Cushing's injury is a lot different from the ACL tour he suffered last season. This is somewhat of a minor injury, if you could call it that, in the world of injuries. He should be back in 3 months if the season was actually going to last as long. Unfortunately, season will be over by then, but everyone expects to see Cushing back just like he was before the start of next season.
Yeah, earlier this week I saw him. He says he's going to be back 100% January, February. So, no, not a season ender, and he will be back. Okay, we're going to wrap things up with Philip Henning. He says, this is Philip from Germany. My question is, is it likely the Texans are putting their second and third stringers in just to get a great draft spot as soon as they declare the season is over? Well, first of all, Philip, thank you for chiming in from Germany. We love hearing from all over the world. We have Texans fans spanning the globe. And next time you send in a question, whoever you are, you know, tell us where you're from. We love hearing that because DP, you know, has a big map at her office and she puts pish, 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 pish.
And actually, Drew will ask it in German next time.
Unikuni Feinstuben haben. So, Philip, no, the Texans are not going to tank, as you say. These guys are professionals. They are going to, you know, battle and fight and do everything they can to the very end. So, no, they will not tank.
I think that's such a funny question because it really does the players no good to tank. Well, do they care who, what draft position the team gets next year? They're going to want to win because they're competitors. And when you're in that locker room, they want that first one. They do not want to end this season on the note that everyone's at right now. So I don't see that happening. The only time you see that is actually when you're going on a playoff run and maybe you want to rest your starters.
Yes. And speaking of notes, got some C notes to give out. Not really C notes, but we've got $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-offs, and those $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-offs going to Christopher Harper. He had the ranking question, and it was a good question. It was tricky, and because it was so tricky, you get 50 bones. Thanks so much for watching this mailbag. For DP, I'm Drew. See you next time.